Columbus. Oh, hi, where everybody lives that I know. So I try my best to know what's going on, but they all wanna tell you what's going wrong. They tell you CPS is oh so bad, but they won't tell you what problems those folks have. I like to see the private schools teach the abused, hungry and handicapped. Man, each they refuse when they brag about the record. It's silly to me. But won't Watterson teach kids with disabilities? I know. It's 'cause they can't play football. Jesus did it, I don't know, could y'all? The problems in the schools is apparent, but you spend your time to outlaw gay marriage. Man, they hate gays, you gotta love the right. Hey Republicans, tell Doug Price I said hi. Columbus, oh hi, where everybody lives at, I know. Columbus, oh hi, where everybody lives at, I know. Columbus, oh hi, where everybody lives at, I know. Dog, they don't care about our best interests. They're the Yankees, we're just the Clippers. Sweet chariot, swing high, swing low. This swing state is swinging alone. But don't worry, Blackwell will save us. His morals are a beacon, he's so courageous. And Mayor Mike, I'm loving ya, but you gotta wear less makeup when you become the governor. Now maybe Bill Moss might be an asshole, but I'm shaking his hand for the music of Castle. So go ahead, accuse him of evil deeds, but first ask Hightower about WCBE. And whenever the wolves are advertising, media consolidation is a very bad thing. The Illuminati, man,
I'm telling ya,
look no further than the real estate developers. And Les Wexner gives me a bad feeling. Got all the makings of a James Bond villain. Columbus, oh hi, where everybody lives at, I know. Columbus, oh hi, where everybody lives at, I know. Columbus, oh hi, where everybody lives at, I know. Dog, they don't care about our best interests. They're the Yankees, we're just the Clippers. Now short north, you're cool, so I hate to say this, but not everything for you are praises. You didn't improve the neighborhood, just save it. You just made the poor people move to different places. And I used to watch Fox for Married with Children, and you watch ABC 'cause you're married with children. Don't worry, Sinclair owns them both, so you know the programming is filled with hope. A new center, the question at hand, is Mark Hyman know about teenage breast implants? Now the mom and pops die from your apathy, 'cause you rather load up the car and go to Applebee's. There's no culture here, that's what they tell me, but they go to Quiznos instead of Smith's Deli. Now I might be wrong, I'm a naive 22, but Columbus, what if I say is true? Columbus, oh hi, where everybody lives at, I know. Columbus, oh hi, where everybody lives at, I know. Columbus, oh hi, where everybody lives at, I know. Dog, they don't care about our best interests. They're the Yankees, we're just the Clippers.
That was Clippers versus Yankees by Envelope, and you are listening to WCRS, and we are coming to you from the Pratt Radio Central
secret lair,
and I've got a guest with me, Kyle Segrist of Lost Weekend Records. Cool, Howdy. Brother Kyle.
Pat's one listener.
How you doing out there?
There's thousands.
I got Kyle here today because it's been a while, first of all, and secondly, the Super Summer Spectacular is right around the corner this weekend, August, let me get the dates, 5th and 6th. Envelope is one of those bands, right?
Correct. Well, he's not a band.
He's an artiste, yes. Yeah, go ahead and I'll cue up the next thing and we can talk about the lineup.
As always, you know, it's summertime. We like to, at Lost Weekend, have a celebration of Columbus bands, and we got 12 acts coming up this weekend on the 5th and 6th. The first night, Envelope, we probably the second night. We'll talk about that in a minute. First night we have Lung, and we have Vug, and Betty Machete, and the Angry Cougars, Jackson Brown, Reber Weber, Sundown, and DeSandre. And I brought with me a couple tracks from Vug. He was kind enough to give us some pre-release stuff that's not available to the world yet. So I thought we'd play a couple of those tracks. So, let's do the first two.
First two. All right.
Keep it easy. The track is called Nothing I Can Do. And this is off Vug's, I guess his new EP. And it's going to be called, Nothing I Can Do EP. And that's the first title cut.
Last I saw, she had a funny way of leaving me behind. Keep my place.
That's Patsy's on WCRS doing Gonna Be Mine from Both Sides Never. And before that, we heard two from Vug. Kyle, what were those track titles again?
The first song was called Nothing I Can Do, and the one that preceded the Patsy's was No One At All.
Great Columbus music, and Kyle's having an opportunity to hype his Super Summer Spectacular, which happens every summer over two nights at Ruby Tuesdays, and it's happening this Friday and Saturday,
August 5th and 6th.
August 5th and 6th, yes. It's always this hot in April.
Yeah. We did a couple of those, but we kind of went to the wayside. We just do anniversary in summer.
Okay.
Now, you might be asking me, why are we playing the Patsies when the Patsies are not playing my show this time?
I was just about to ask you that.
Oh.
Why are we playing the Patsies?
Well, because Miss Tootie Jackson, the extraordinary front woman of the Patsies, is in this kind of super group, Jackson Brown Reber Weber. It's a mouthful. Which is essentially three quarters of New Bomb Turks, Sam Brown, Matt Reber, and Jim Weber, fronted with Miss Tootie Jackson. And we don't have anything recorded by them yet, and if you want to hear what they sound like, you'll just have to come out. I think this is only the third time they played. They kind of formed for the Gauntathon in January, and then they played one other time, and we're fortunate to have them play our show this weekend.
All right.
Jackson Brown, Reber, Weber. It could be Jackson Brown, Weber, Reber. I'm not sure the following, but we know Jackson Brown is the first part of that.
And that's easy to remember because everybody's favorite Jackson Brown.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And all right. We grew up watching Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Somebody's Baby.
Yeah.
But by Lawyers in Love, we were like, forget that guy.
Yeah.
Jackson Brown, Reber Weber is not the only supergroup we have playing. I'm pleased to have a band called Sundown at this show, and this is one of their earliest shows. Sundown is T.K. Webb, who's from Brooklyn, moved here about a year ago. He's recorded on his own on the Mexican Summer label. And since he got to town here in Columbus, he's hooked up with Dusty White, who played in Moons and Bad Times and Between a Devil and the Sea, and Blake Pilster, who plays drums in
Moon High,
and Grant, who played with Blake in TVI, who also had a member of Vug, who's not playing in Sundown, but used to play with Grant and Blake. There's some kind of tree here. There'll be a quiz after the show if you can align all the members. But I'm really excited to have Sundown. They just played last Sunday with Steve Shelley's group, The Disappears, at the Basement. But that was kind of our warm-up show. Our show this weekend is our kind of a coming out of Columbus party for Sundown. So they were kind enough to give us a CD with a couple of advanced tracks on it. And I thought we kick it off with a song of Sundown's called Life's Too Long. Sundown on Pat Radio.
Thank you. town where I too took that walk. It was not too long ago, long enough that I can't forget. I wasted all my time getting high and talking shit.
All right, that is two from Sundown.
Sundown.
By, let's see, that one was called Sleepy Song, and the one before that, Life's Too Long. And Sundown are playing at the Super Summer Spectacular this weekend. Kyle from Lost Weekend Records is here telling us about his show, playing some great. Now, are those two tracks exclusives, or have they already been
leaked
somewhere?
They're kind of demo-ish. They're going to do a cassette. Which Dusty has designed a very cool classic. You'll have to see it when it comes out. It's like the classic 70s, you know, the old Sony font and everything, and very big cassette on release. He actually mixed those two tracks. They cut them in the springtime, and then while Dusty was running sound for Times New Viking the last few months, driving around in the back of a van on a laptop, he mixed down those songs. So they were mixed somewhere across country. I think he told me that he only mixed at Sundown, though. Every time they mixed, there's only... for 1 hour of Sundown time when they could mix that.
So we always had that, he always had that feel, that vibe.
Exactly.
All right.
Now, is that something I'm making up for hype? I don't know.
It makes a good story.
It's a good story. It's
all
like
right.
A psychedelic jam that my grandmother made. So that Sundown's going to be on the first night. We talked about Vug and Jackson Brown, Reber Weber. It's tough to put those names together. We also have Lung on the first night. They're kind of like Firehose meets Captain Beefheart. We have Betty Machete and the Angry Cougars playing that night, which is Pat Dahl and his wife Linda and some other people. And DeSandre will be closing out after Sundown, who we just heard. DeSandre is Smitty from Dead Sea's jazz fusion prog thing. They closed out the Jazz 10 at ComFest, and be a good psychedelic ending to follow Sundown. Play a track from somebody playing Night 2, some more Envelope, like we kicked off the show with, from the Shark Bolt CD.
All right. This song is called I Got My Motivations.
Yes. Weightless.
Love this song.
Stop saying weightless.
Motivation.
It's like... Got robbed, spent a week as a Republican. Got robbed again, now the feast is the government. Got arm, floor creaks, and I'm pumping it. God's arms will reach you when the thunder hits. See this girl, I aim to land. So I scheme up a little game plan. I'm thinking boombox, trench coat, say anything. Instead I look lost and I don't say anything, dude. You lame and you cocky, and these two things ain't mixing properly. Rather listen to the ache of my heartbeat. A MDC, John Wayne was a Nazi. Hey, I'm 23, feel 32. Rap for now, rather do what Bill Murray do. Cause nobody likes them old ass fishing. And stop when you done, cause you know what happens. I got my motivations. Six pack and a sofa waiting. I got my motivations. Ain't getting any younger, got no more patience. I got my motivations. So forsaken, so for Satan. I got my motivations. What the fuck has Lope been saying? You know the bottle gotta have a dark tint to it. You know the problem and I got to tend to it. Lope, baby, it's soft and sensuous. And really sorry that it got you into this. Been drinking heavily since the bar start. So you know who this drunk is leaving the car park. Got everything I need in the car, hot, a first aid kit. I've seen in my mom's heart, it's safety first, rubbers in a blade. Cause I don't want my mother at my grave. Got no money off rap, still two job Tony. Earned everything I own, bruh, you don't know me. One, two, three, my CeeLo is so weak. Got a 4, 5, 6 to track, I owe peace.
Killer Keys, BSA, BBJ, I okay, I'm okay. Waitlist.
I got my motivations. Six pack and a sofa waiting. I got my motivations. Ain't getting any younger, got no more patience. I got my motivations. So forsaken, so forsaken. I got my motivations. What the fuck has Lope been saying?
Ah!
Nick Tolford and Company recorded live last year at Electra Play for the Pat Radio Show. I thought I'd reprise that one because Nick Tolford and Company are playing at the Super Summer Spectacular, as is Envelope. We mentioned before.
Was that a Nick Tolford exclusive?
That I just played?
Yes.
Well, I've already played it once. I played it back in, when was that?
But
back
I mean,
in
you
October?
Can only hear it here at Pat. You can only. There's nowhere else in the world.
Nowhere else. No. You can't download it off my website and play it on your own. You can't, you know, not without my lawyer suddenly springing out of nowhere. And
without the express written consent of the company.
Of yes, of Pat Radio LLC. All right.
How do you pronounce LLC?
Limited Liability Corporation, I believe,
not
is
sure
what it is.
How pronounce as a word. Lick. Like, well, maybe one else silent, like llama. You know, there's...
Yama.
I'm just being silly.
Let's talk a little bit more. You got one. Well, we got more than one more, but we're going to hear something from
the... Yeah,
I'm
going to play another track that's not released yet. The band that's going to close out the night at the show this weekend, following Nick Tolford, is this band called Chicken Hawk Bird Getters. And they're kind of interesting. Jari and Jariah Smith, who are both two sons of Carlton Smith from the Royal Crescent Mob, play drums and bass. Jari on the drums and Jariah on the bass. And then my friend Joey Gerwin plays percussion. And they have no guitarist. Their leader is, I think he goes by P.H. Dreezy. He plays trombone through a bunch of effects and does some rapping. So there's no guitar. But I thought it'd be a really good fun kind of party way to end the night after a Nick Tolford and Company, and I think people really dig the Chicken Hawk Bird Getters. So we have, don't have anything released yet, but Joey was able to give me some rough mix demos they got, and we have a track, an instrumental called Don't Trip, that we'd like to play for you. This is Chicken Hawk Bird Getters.
All right.
On the Pat Radio LLC. We'll be right back. That was Chicken Hawk Bird Getters with Don't Trip.
All right.
Pat Radio. I'll tell the listeners out there in case they missed this great story. But I was telling Pat while the song was playing, Chicken Hawk Bird Getters happened to play my anniversary show back last February. And I thought, as I was watching him play, this would be a great band to pair up with Nick Tolford. I just had that dream. And then, bam, 6 months later, it's happening. So we'll have, like I said, we have Envelope and Nick Tolford and Company, Chicken Hawk Bird Getters on the second night. Also rounding out the bill that night will be Urso Bossy. We all know them. Sam Brown was playing the first night. Is also playing that night. We have The Urns with Chris Pierce from Tough Lovey's new project. And Washington Beach Bums, because they're at the happy hour. Because what sounds happy hour more than Washington Beach Bums at happy hour? And we're really lucky to have Funky D and his In Jams We Trust DJing both nights on the patio. So Super Summer Spectacular this weekend. Come on out, please. Be there or miss it.
That's right. And you always say, what time does it start?
8. And 8 means 8.
So don't be late. That's right. Kyle, you know, he doesn't come on here and just shill for his shows. He also brings some goodies with him that you can't hear anywhere else.
From the Kyle-ection.
From the Kyle-ection, from the archives. And
pirate be the archives. That's
yeah.
Let's time to go there.
So we got I've got in my hand here Post-Industrial Noise.
This is a really cool thing. I got this actually Charles Wentz, local artist in town, had an old cassette of Post-Industrial Noise that he asked me to see if I could transfer on the CD, and I was really knocked out by it. It's some really cool Columbus early 80s electronic stuff. We have a track we're going to play for you first, which is actually like a commercial when they were shilling for one of their shows, but they kind of made a song out of it and put it on their cassette as bonus track. And then there's a song called Symphony of a Mind, and this was from the Post-Industrial Noise cassette. It came out originally in 1982, and was the executive producer was Chuck Kubot, who runs Magnolia's, another record store in town. Here comes some history for you once we can find the buttons to push.
right. That is near Paris,
which was 2/3 of post-industrial noise that we played before. Some really early 80s Columbus, Ohio post-punk before they called it post-punk, but they were calling it post-industrial noise.
Yeah. All right. What was the name of that track?
The track that we just played?
Yeah.
That was called Ceiling off their EP that was also produced by Chuck Kubat. See, I'm promoting other record stores.
Yeah.
Besides Lost Weekend. You know, Columbus has lots of great record stores.
Yep. Well, we're just about already to the end of our hour here on WCRS.
Time flies so fast.
It sure does. And we got one more to go
and
with.
This is a real rarity. I believe before, when I've been on your show, I've played The Gears, which was Bob Allwood, who was, you know, the Allwood Sisters' dad. He was in a band called The Gears. I recently dug up this 45 by the Hairy Bears without Frank Sinatra doing an instrumental cover of The Gears, Explanation, probably late 60s this was done. So here it is on 45 RPM, Rip'em, on Pat Radio. And thanks for having me.
No problem. Always enjoy the archives.
The Kyle-ection.
Kyle-ection.
Archives is harder to say. It looks better in print.
Yeah.
But we're on the radio, so we'll say Kyle-ection.